Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
This episode of the JB and Benny Blue Review is brought to you by our friends at SavageCBD.com. Get the best in CBD products and get a deal while you're at it. Use our code REVIEW, that's REVIEW, for 15% off your first order plus free shipping. Go to SavageCBD.com right now.
Hey, Bird Gang, this is your boy, former Cardinal Jeremy Bridges. Tune into the number one podcast on the web, my show, JB and Benny Blue Review, right here on KSRN Arizona.
Yeah, baby. Woo! Mm-hmm. Look at us. Mm-hmm. Flying fresh. Look at that Selena. Mm-hmm. That thing is clean. You hear me?
Shout out to the late great Selena. What's up, baby? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All of our Espanoli, you know what I'm saying? Folks out there, you know what I'm saying? Spanish speakers. What's up, man?
Yeah.
You know, we rock with you, our brown brothers and sisters out there.
The review in Espanol. You know what I'm saying? Someone translate that for us.
Come on now. Let them know.
197.
197.
What's happening?
197, we out here. Nothing What's more to be deal? Said. Shout out to Uncle Snoop. Happy 50th to Uncle Snoop, D-O-W-G. All right, you know what I'm saying? The man is a living legend.
Yes.
One of the greatest rappers to ever do it. East, west, north, south, don't matter. All right, Uncle Snoop, still standing, withstanding the test of time. It's a beautiful thing to see it, man. Beautiful thing to see it. We love it, all right? Mm-hmm. I got to shout out my Southern Miss Golden Eagles, man. Even though we're not having a very good year this year, man, we have made a move that is, I think it's good for the organization, for the program. We have recently moved to the Sun Belt Conference, right?
Oh.
With the likes of Appalachian State and Marshall, Raging Cajuns out of Ooh La La. Who else? Coastal Carolina, Appalachian State, I think I said them already, but... Yeah, shout out to them, man. It was time to move on from Conference USA. We were in talks with the American Conference and so on and so forth, but it was just time to get us out of Conference USA. And shout out to Coach Will Hall. I still think that he's doing great things. Yo, what up, Rob?
Robert, what up?
Shout out to Rob, man. I did his show the other day, man. You know what I'm saying? All the homies, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, real rap, though, the Cardinals, man, shout out. I mean, not the Cardinals, but shout out to the Southern Miss Golden Eagles, man. I feel like good things are on the way. And, you know, it's been rough. It really has. But I just want our guys to be competitive again. I want Southern Miss name to be, you know, bring fear in the hearts of these big Power Five schools and don't want to the point where nobody want to play us like it used to be back in the day. But here we are, episode 197. Right.
Yep. Yes, indeed.
It's a beautiful thing, man.
Yes, indeed. And I saw that, JB. I saw schools like Rice and North Texas and a few other schools, six schools, I'm thinking total, put their bids in to try to get into the AAC. And listen, Coastal Carolina has been ranked these last few years.
Right.
Like a pretty solid ball club.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know how it is now, the shuffle in the decks. You got Texas and these other schools trying to fly the coop and go to the SEC. And
right.
You got to do what you got to do to make sure you're in the right position to compete at a high level. So, hey, if Coastal Carolina and some of these – Cincinnati is a top five team right
Cincinnati now. Is the number two school in the nation.
Who says Southern Miss can't crack top 20, top 15 in these next two or three years? Honestly,
hey,
with the right positioning.
Without a doubt, you know what I'm saying? Without a doubt, you know, because, hey, back in the day, you know what I'm saying, we wasn't no strangers to the top 25, baby.
Right, you guys are playing spoiler for many years. That's what Southern Miss has been known for.
I was ranked. My time at Southern Miss, we was ranked in the nation twice.
Mm-hmm.
Right, top 25, and I ain't talking. I'm talking about when I say ranked in the nation. I'm talking about top 25.
Right, exactly.
So we was 19 plus. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, the year we beat Alabama, they was 15. We was 19. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you know, we just want to get back to greatness, man.
You know
what I'm saying? And greatness means competing. And, you know, having people proud of that black and gold again, you know what I'm saying? Southern Miss to the top, always. It ain't going to never stop. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to never stop.
Well, listen, reviewers, we're going to be talking some college ball and sharing the greatness of this fine podcast live stream. Of course, got to talk to Suns. NBA's back. A lot of sports happening. You got the NLCS, ALCS, all that shit's happening. Of course, I got to recap week 6, week 7, Savage Picks, all that stuff. If you happen to miss live stream, all good. Subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We got you. The full content, you'll get that. Of course, we got the YouTube channel. And listen, man, I'm running the ads again because, damn it, we got to celebrate, certainly for the BG, that Cardinals Undefeated merch. Use code Kyler or Bird Gang for 15% off and free shipping on your Super Kyler Murray shirt or that Bird Gang all day, jbandbennybluereview.com. Course shot to the desert. Our guys Earl, Ed, Javon, gotcha. Sean, everybody, Money Making Mitch, everybody, Flex, is who's at the Suns game right now, casualsports.com, and they're all part of the Believe Podcast Network. And of course, JB, the quality. Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Do your thing. Finish that up.
I'm about to plug you. Burning Bridges, live Tuesday, 7:30 Pacific, 10:30 Eastern, AT Sports. And I noticed they're mostly putting out on All About the Birds, so I want to make sure we included that as well. Shout out to Chip and Johnny U. Yes, you had a good show yesterday. Had your man Nero on the show.
Yep, you know what I'm saying?
Marshall represent.
Have my man Nero on the show, man. The Thunder and Herd representing big time. Man, it was a good show. It was good to talk to my guy. Always good catching up with the homies, you know what I'm saying? You ain't seen in quite a while. And, you know what I'm saying, getting class of 03, you know what I'm saying? We was, you know what I'm saying, special guys. We kept it real tight. And it was good to have him on, man. But, again, shout out to the All About the Birds family. Shout out to Philly. Shout out to the great city of Chicago, Chicago Sky. WNBA champion, shout out to Candace Parker, getting the W, throwing up the W. But I want to bang on a couple people, you know what I'm saying, on Twitter, because everybody got jokes. A lot of these little parody, wanna-be-funny basketball pages on Instagram, we follow a couple of them. Somebody had the audacity to say, oh, the Suns and the Mercury went to the championship, they both lost. Here's the fucked up part about it. You was watching the Suns and the Mercury playing the championship, right? While your team, unless it was the Chicago or the motherfucking Milwaukee Bucks, was goddamn watching the Suns and the Mercury in the championship. So, come on, bro. Fuck out of here, man. Motherfuckers always got something to say. You know what I'm saying? They push their ass.
Listen, but hey, to your point, this is a great time to be a Phoenix sports fan. You got the Suns playing for a title, WNBA playing for a title, and the Bird Gang is the only undefeated team.
Then of course, people comment about some. The Cardinals gonna lose the Super Bowl. Suck a dick and die. You know what I'm saying? tell your team to get above 500. You know what I'm saying? Do that.
Well, if you want to shoot us some hate mail, you know what to do. jbandbennybluereview@gmail.com. And if you are watching like our guy Robert and everybody that will fall in and out, as you know, drop in a comment or question. I promise we'll get to it. A lot to talk about. So JB was kicking us off with some college football. So let's start there with some review reaction news. LSU and
Go Tigers.
Ed Ogeron agreed to part ways at the end of the season. Now, a lot of that has to do with what's happened since they won the title a few years ago, but I'm kind of hearing rumblings that Coach O might be sliding around Baton Rouge and getting to some extracurricular activities, and hey, that's his business, but Coach O just might need a fresh start. But JB, what do you make of this whole thing about them just saying, you know what, we're going to let you go out on a high note, you know, ride out the season, and out of here.
Shout out to both sides, you know what I'm saying? Anytime you got both parties agreed to part ways, all good. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, man, he might be doing some wild shit. You know, them gals out there in Baton Rouge, you know what I'm saying? Them Southern gals out there, them Cajun girls out there, woo-wee. You know what I'm saying? Black, white, or other, them things be out there looking real good. So, I mean, you know, and we don't know. It's speculation. We don't know what that man got going on. So, all we know is that Coach Ogeron is no longer the head coach of the LSU Tigers, right? The Bayo Bengals, if you will. And the interim has stepped in to finish the season. We don't know who's going to be there at the end. Me and you joked about it in a production meeting about Urban Meyer's possibly going west a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Once he going northwest a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Once he leaves Jacksonville and sliding over to Baton Rouge and taking that job.
That's a top five job.
Big time. And then, of course, you know what I'm saying? You know, Ed Ogeron, as we talked about in the production meeting, is a great recruiter, too. So he was once at USC, right? He kind of like got let go and didn't get considered for that job because he's not a USC guy. But I wouldn't doubt it, you know what I'm saying, if we see him interviewing for that job, meaning, you know what I'm saying? That wouldn't surprise me one bit. So shout out to Coach Ogeron. You know what I'm saying? It ain't really as much about the head coach as it is about who's around him. That's good. That's what's going to make you or break you, your team of coaches that are around you and in the way that they develop these players. So, and I think it just kind of lost its flair, like you said, after they won that championship. And of course he had a big time cast, you know what I'm saying, with Burrow and Chase and And all these cats that he had, man, you know what I'm saying? They so they were not in the yard yesterday. And Jefferson, you know, so they was thick, man. So good luck, Coach Ogeron, and whatever he got going on next.
Hey, listen, Coach O, you got an open door invitation to come on this show. We'd have plenty to talk about.
Let's chop it up.
Yeah. And I mean, listen, they were 15-0 in 2019. They beat Clemson 42-25 in the College Football Playoff National Championship. But this season they're 4-3 and they're 9-8 since the 2020 season. So it's just been kind of eh. And but hey, listen, he's going to have a great Christmas because looks like his buyout is damn near $17 million. So Christmas.
He bred it up. Now that's one thing that big G behind that money. Now it's a big G behind that money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because apparently according to the term sheet, LSU was terminating his contract quote unquote without cause, so he's getting a buyout. Now, did you say so? Is he still coaching, or are they just like? Is he already like done?
I don't think he'll be. The coach of the LSU Tigers anymore. I think
for the remainder of the season, he's just out of there.
Yeah, I think Saturday.
I thought they were letting him just like play out the string.
Oh, I mean, why would they announce it though? Like that's just kind of. I don't know.
No, I thought that they were just like announcing that he would just like that he just won't return in 2022.
Nah, I think that would just cause too much turmoil with the team. Like they want to try to be successful. Like I mean, you think about, you know, say if you're a player, Benny, you know what I'm saying? Like you really think that you're gonna play and give it your all if you know that this man that's leading you on the field ain't gonna be with you, right? Hey,
man.
Yeah, it ain't a winner.
Coach O is a powerful spirit. They might play harder.
We'll see. I'm not saying you might be exactly correct. I don't know. Shit, we're going to see on Saturday. Shit.
Well, I'm just reading a statement to see if he said anything about it. But, you know, hey, listen, whatever. You know, better things ahead. But, you know, and yeah, man, it's just, I guess it's just one of those situations that kind of went south for him. Now, keep it a moving. NBA is back, Dr. Bridges. Mm-hmm. And, your cousin, Mikhail, got the bag.
I'm watching my son right now.
4 years, $90 million, ding, rookie extension. But DeAndre Ayton met with Sarver, and they did not get the deal done. What is your thoughts on this, and do you feel like they are going to get something done with Ayton this year, or are they going, oh, my God, he's sitting on the jersey. There it is. Bridges, let's work.
Shame on you, NBA.com. Like, I wore the jersey one time and this mother could fall apart. But anyway, yeah, you know what? You see the jersey, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Camp Folk, you know what I'm saying? Getting that bread. The Ayton thing, to be honest, man, we're talking about consistency here, right? If I'm the owner and if I'm JJ, James Johnson, and his name is James Johnson, is that right?
James Jones.
James Jones, okay. Mm-hmm. So if I'm James Jones and I'm not the higher ups, for the Suns, I want to see Ayton play one more solid year, right? And if he plays solid and he plays solid all the way through say let's say the All-Star break, right? I want to see Ayton play a solid year, right? But if he's playing solid ball through the All-Star break, I think they're going to break him off. They're going to pay him, right? They're going to pay him, but at the same time, like, he was very consistent last year. Let's keep it all the way funky. He was very consistent last year. He got benched like 5, 6, 7, 8, probably about 10, 12 times. They decided
good playoffs,
to
playoffs, though, yeah, when it was money time, good playoffs.
I mean, well, hell, you know what I'm saying? Like, the thing about it is that, you know, we need you all the time. You know what I'm saying? True. Money time, that's great and all that works, but we need you all the time. You know what I'm saying? Consistency is just that. We need you to be consistent. So I think that's what they're looking for. They're looking for consistency. And, you know, like my man Chris Paul just knocked down 2 trays. You know, that's why they paid him that bread. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know, they're going to pay him. Shout out to my cousin, Mikhail, getting money. You know what I'm saying? Let me hold something. You know what I'm saying? Let me hold something.
Yeah. And, I mean, the thing with Ayton is that he'll be, because it's a rookie deal, it'll be restricted free agency, right? So even if somebody else, like, tries to swoop in and get the bag, the Suns will be able to match it. Now, you know Sarver's cheap ass. Is he going to keep the band together, the right pieces, right? Because they took care of Shamit. But, you know, they haven't figured out anything with Ayton. But I hope that they do, and I hope Ayton does continue to elevate, because I feel like he does have another couple levels to go up, because he could be like a legit max player in this league if he keeps trending the way that he's going.
Absolutely. I believe, honestly, Benny, I believe that he needs to work with Hakeem Olajuwon, right?
Oh,
he needs to go to Olajuwon's camp, and he needs to get a little stronger, right? He needs to get a little stronger, like real rap. He needs to get bigger, and he probably needs to gain about 12, 15 pounds, get a little bigger, a little stronger. And he needs to start being nastier. Dunk the goddamn ball, man. You know what I'm saying? Throw it down, big man, all right? So, in the words of Mr. Walton, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, they're going to pay him. They're just waiting to see more consistency. That's what I believe.
Yeah, and he's got a lot of skills, and I think he works well on that team. And, no bias. I feel like the Suns should still be considered the favorite, at least in the West, to go to the finals. Because the Lakers have to fucking stay healthy. Let's just be clear. Mm-hmm. If the Lakers are one grabbing a knee icy hot away from plummeting down the standings.
And then it's about, are you gonna be able to swallow your pride and play your role? Because there are a lot of big personalities on that team, and Mr. Westbrook. You are not the guy anymore. I'm just being completely honest. You're not the dude no more. So you need to learn how to be a true point guard, right? You need to learn how to be a facilitator, right?
Yeah.
Not jacking up trades, you know what I'm saying? Not trying to penetrate and get to the hole, you know what I'm saying? You need to be a facilitator. Now, you still have that in your arsenal, but we need you, or they need you, to be a true point guard at this point, you know what I'm saying? And bring the ball up, you know what I'm saying? Run plays, set shit up, and do that like that, man. But are these old dogs going to all play their part? Because if they don't, then shit, the Lakers going to be running the mill, bro.
Yeah, and to use music terms, we need less David Ruffins and more Eddie Kendricks. Play your part, damn it.
Play your part.
If you want to go solo, go. You know what I'm saying? Go call up Sacramento. By the way. What do we need to do to get Marvin Bagley back to the desert? Because apparently his agent isn't happy with his role in Sacramento. So we got to flip somebody to get Marvin Bagley back to the desert. Because I feel like that kid needs a fresh start.
Bro, I don't even think that he's in Sacramento, bro. Like, I think Marvin's in Denver, if I'm mistaken.
No. He's in Sacramento. You didn't see the thing about his agent dropping that statement? How they aren't putting him in the rotation to play. Basically making it known that he wants his client traded. And I think he's on a 1 year, so it's like, bring him to the desert. Bring him back to the desert.
I didn't know that. Yeah, of course he need to come back to the desert, man. Come on, nephew. Shit.
Could you imagine being with Monty and Chris? He'd get him right. Get that resurgence.
Yeah. I mean, he needs some years to get stronger. I mean, him and Aiden kind of the same boat. They boys, you know what I'm saying?
Johnny, we're gonna get to that.
Send Ben to Sacramento. Don't worry about it. So so him and Ayton, you know, that, I mean, that'd be a hell of a 4-5, you know what I'm saying, combination. That'd be nice, right?
I'm just saying, because the couple of the pieces that they lost, they could bring him in, you know, get that life out of him. All right, look, we're bringing back one of our favorite segments. This is some don't be dumb moments. Ben Simmons got thrown. He showed up to practice so he wouldn't get fined, wouldn't participate in the practice. Doc had had enough, and he threw his ass out. And at the same time, the Sixers have had different opportunities to trade him, and they haven't done it. So, Dr. Bridges, this is a classic "don't be dumb" moment that you're ready to take advantage of.
Yes. First of all, shame on you, Philly, because you.
Oh, Johnny, cover your ears.
You didn't see the signs, right? The man has made it very clear that he don't want to be. So if I'm management, you don't want to be here. We don't want you here. I'm not going to make you stay around. Right? We're going to find a way to get your ass up out of here. Right? Then we're going to find a way to get some of that money back. All right? But that's just a business. Right? Because they paid him. We're going to find a way to get some of that money back. So then Ben Simmons, right, righteously, why are you there? Like, why are you there? You walk around in practice. You run in sets with your cell phone in your pocket. Like you in a rec ball, you know what I'm saying? Like you in LA Fitness.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like you in NoHo 24, you know what I'm saying? running
pulling
games.
Pulling up on influencers.
Right, like, you know what I'm saying? Pulling up on Chris Brown and shit. Like, you, nah. So they both dumb, right? You're both nuts. You know what I'm saying? The words are slim from the wood. And now look at you. Dumb. Both of you looking dumb. Sitting there looking dumb. Holding your hands. Hands in under your ass, hands in your pocket. Now you're both looking dumb, right? Because you got a man who's there who don't want to be there. And all the players are sitting there like, why he here? You know what I'm saying?
Joel Embiid's about to fight his ass. I mean,
Mans is like, Joel Embiid openly said, I don't even care about that man no more. So,
yeah, cool.
Dumbass, dumbass, and dumbass, you know what I'm saying? This is a Spider-Man meme. with Ben Simmons and the management, you know what I'm saying, of the fucking Philadelphia 76ers. Spider-Man me. All right, you dumb. Nah, I'm dumb. Well, we dumb. Both don't be dumb, all right? Get the man out of there. Let him go somewhere. Trade him. Just fucking cut him. Who cares? All right, at this point.
They can't cut him.
Well, I know they got he's so tangled up with the money, you know what I'm saying? So much money tangled up in it. But get him out of there, right? Some kind of way. You can make it happen. You guys, that's what you guys get paid to do. Get him out of there.
So I ran this through the trade machine a couple times. And to be honest with you, I don't think this one's here. Here's one that I got for you. What is this? Oh my God. T.O. Hugh Douglas 04. Oh man, Johnny taking it back. Good God almighty. Jesus Christ.
Scrap fast.
Oh my God.
Ding 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 ding.
What if they move Simmons to the Cavs for Kevin Love and like two first rounders? Because Kevin Love has 2 years left on his deal. And I mean, shit. Cleveland actually has a pretty good foundation. Because at this point, he's not going to get the whole, I got to be in L.A. with the Clippers or the Lakers. That's not going to happen. You know what I mean? And if he's not going to play and increase his value, it's like, they got to find something. I even tried it with like a three-team trade where they sent Marvin Bagley to the Cavs as well. So, right. I mean, I don't know. When you think about the possibilities, what can happen with this dude?
Again, the possibilities are endless, right? But this is what these people get paid to do. So do it, right? Do it. I'm not finna have this dude just walking around my facility looking like a fucking idiot. He's not finna be in my practice. Doc kicked him out, and for good reason, right? Get out of here, man. You ain't here. You know what I'm saying? You ain't here. You fucking up our practice. You distracting them, all the rest of the players. Get out of here. Beat it.
Beat it.
My favorite Michael Jackson song. Just beat it, right? So, I mean, there's no, I mean, I just trying to put together a trade. This motherfucker might be four ways. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so much money tangled up in them in Philadelphia. But this is what they do. So get him the fuck out of there. Figure it out.
He's about to end up on the Shanghai team that Stephon Marbury played if he doesn't, you know, get his shit together. Like he's about to really be overseas.
He's gonna be over there where Jello was playing, you know what I'm saying?
Oh man, he's about to be the star of the Lithuania league, right. Baby. And the dude's from Australia. Send his ass back to Australia. I mean,
right, that's what I mean. Hey,
let him play there.
Over there with the motherfucking big ass spiders and shit.
Right, he'll be playing one on one against the kangaroos in a soccer stadium.
A dingo. A dingo.
Oh my God!
Drinking the Fosters.
So look, man, don't be dumb, Ben Simmons. Don't be dumb, Sixers. Figure this shit out.
Yeah, get it together. Right.
All right, so we're going to keep this thing moving. Before we do, of course, make sure to tap in with our sponsor, SavageCBD.com. Use code REVIEW for 15% off and free shipping. Of course, man. First time to happen, and make sure to follow us at JB and Benny Blue on all social media so you don't miss any content. Got some more Hog Talk coming up down the line of JB's agent. Do some more of that
and
all that good shit. And of course, we are on casualsports.com and the Believe Podcast Network. And this podcast is on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, 5-star rate us. That helps us climb up the charts. All right. Oh my God, bless you. Good God Almighty. Oh man, quick check in here with the For the People NFL.com Fantasy Football League. We are in a three-way tie. We are 5-1, baby. We're tied with Mike, and we are tied with the People's Champ at the top. So shout out to all of our reviewers in that league as well. It's been a fun year. Hopefully we can get the dub this year. And before we get into our Week 7 Savage Picks, we got to see what happened during Week 6. So, of course, the Bird Gang beat down the Browns 37-14. Now, could have been worse. Could have been worse. You know, they were a play away from making that a bigger margin. And the Bird Gang are still undefeated at this point. They are taking on the Texans at home. They're 2-0 at home. I mean, Kyler Murray is having an MVP year. They made the trade for Zach Ertz. We're going to talk about that here in a second. And you're just looking at this squad based on what they've done, what they went into Cleveland to do. So JB begs the question. I mean, is it a complete case that it's early to a certain degree, but is there any holes in this case for them to be Super Bowl favorites? What could you poke in the Bird Gang to say, you know what? I don't know. Is there anything that you could say about this team at this point?
No, because we've been battle tested. And that's the thing that, you know, Keyshawn was saying on their little show with him and Jay, you know, saying in the morning, I need to see more. Cool. We're going to show you more, right? We just traded for Zach Ertz, right?
Which we'll get to in a moment, yep.
I mean, we got weapons, bro. And the part that is the most beautiful to me is that, one, our defense is playing phenomenal. Flying around, run fits. Shout out to Vance Joseph. Shout out to to Buck, you know what I'm saying, defensive line coach, man. Shout out to everybody who's coaching that defense. They got them boys clicking on all cylinders, right? Mm-hmm. Special teams is playing aggressive, fast, right? Offense, not making mistakes. Shout out to Lil One, man. He's maturing, right? He's maturing. Definitely. He's getting out of that old, I can beat everybody with my legs shit, and he's understanding that, you know what, I can use my legs to help extend plays, but my eyes are downfield, and I need to throw the ball downfield to all these weapons I got. I need to find one of them. And when I do get sacked, cover the ball up. Don't get frustrated. Don't lose the ball. Cover the ball up. Protect yourself. Don't get hurt. Get up and run the next play. Shout out to Connor running the rock hard, right? Yep. Shout out to the offensive line. Just everybody's just bought in to what we're doing. Shout out to Cliff Kingsbury for us, like the biggest shout out for maturing, right? You got to mature as a player, as a coach. You have to mature. You can't be the same person every year, right? And my concern is you run it back to our preview show, right? My only concern was him.
Pass the clipboard clip.
We are the most talented football team in the NFL. Shout out to Khan, right? And shout out to Mikey B. We are the most talented football team in the NFL. And we're going to continue to show it week to week. I tweeted it the other day because everybody wants to start, you know, kissing ass now. Oh, y'all the best team in the NFL. We don't want to be the best team in the NFL. All we want to be is the best team on Thursdays, Sundays, and Mondays. And we keep doing that shit, y'all going to eventually figure out, like, man, these motherfuckers is, goddamn, they, ooh-wee.
Right.
They got something special going on to death, and we do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mark Sanchez, fuck you, right? Fuck you, you pussy. You know what I'm saying? The whole time you was calling that goddamn game, and I tweeted
this
shit.
That. I saw that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, why does it seem like every time he speaks about the Browns, his voice goes high? And every time he speaks about the Cardinals, his voice goes low. Are you anti-Cardinals? Are you pro-Browns? Or you just want to see us get knocked off because we're undefeated? That's cool. That's perfectly fine. You know what I'm saying? With your mediocre ass, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all good, bro. But we're going to continue to show and prove. The one thing I love, Benny, is I honestly don't think there's anything flashy about our football team.
I agree. I think the Cardinals are the most balanced team in the league.
I don't think there's anything flashy about us, bro. I don't think there's nothing offensively, you know what I'm saying? We scored 37 points against the Browns, and how? When did we do that? Right? That's the type of shit I like seeing. Like, damn, when did we score 37 points? How did we score 37 points?
Right.
Right? It wasn't no shootout. Bah, 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 bah. Shot just score, 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 score. They can't stop it. They can't stop us. No, we had adversity. Right? We had things that went wrong. We gave up a fucking Hail Mary at halftime. That could have swayed the game their way. They went into halftime with the momentum, right? Came back out and reality struck, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we serious over here, right? Mm-hmm. And we just got to continue to keep proving it. That's all.
Mm-hmm. And talking about that game, so Baker throws a pick and he injures his shoulder trying to make the tackle. Case Keenum is going to get the start, and people forget Case Keenum is a pretty damn good quarterback. Is he a superstar? No, but the man knows how to get wins, and he's battle tested in the playoffs. Is this the point where now Baker has his job in jeopardy at this point, based on where the Browns are, considering where they probably should be? Granted, there's injuries, but nonetheless, with his performance,
what do I always say, Benny, when we talk about the Browns? What is always my concern when I talk about the Browns?
Mr. Baker,
right? It's always about Mayfield. Is he going to Mayfield at the wrong time? He has a knack for fucking up at the wrong time, right? And that's not a good trait. That's not a good character trait for a quarterback. That's just not it. Mm-hmm. That's something that you don't want on your resume. You're like, ah, yeah, I'm good. You know, you want to be clutch. right? I need you to be clutch. I need to be able to depend on you down the line. Not say, well, he might fuck up, right? I can't. It's always him. So Case Keenum is as steady as you could be, right? Steady. Steady, steady, steady. We call it solid, right? He's a solid player, right? When you're a solid player in the NFL, right?
Which is a dirty word, by the way. That usually has a negative connotation, but he's truly solid.
No, it's not a negative connotation, Benny. So
no, I'm saying in general, not for him. Like when you say solid, solid usually means like translation mediocre. It's like, no, Case Keenum is a solid quarterback.
So just so people know, in the NFL, when NFL terms, when coaches say this is a solid player, that means they can depend on you, right? To do your damn job, right? I was a solid player, right? I was as solid as you could get a player. Case Keenum, solid as you can get a player, right? He's bad, like you said, battle tested. Fitz Magic, solid as you can get, right? You know that you're going to get quality minutes and quality reps out of this player. Solid. So right now, if Case Keenum goes in there and puts some wins up, then management might start thinking, are we paying Baker too much money?
Which obviously that's the whole thing. He hasn't got the contract yet. Still on that rookie deal.
Are we paying Baker too much money? Are we thinking about paying Baker too much money?
Bingo. Bingo, exactly. Now, you brought up Zach Ertz. That trade happened this week. Cover years, Johnny. Ertz finally left the beloved Philly for Tay Gowan and a 2022 fifth-round pick. And really, because they lost Dan Arnold to the Panthers, that was really kind of the main thing that I felt like they were missing. How do you kind of view the Cardinals tight end group now and what Ertz can do with them after kind of being in a weird place these last few years, like you were saying, with the Eagles?
One of my youngins on Twitter tweeted something like, he only plays 5 games a season. Well, it's about workload, right? It's about workload.
Yeah.
So
what does he do with that? Yeah.
Yeah. So Mr. Ertz on our team ain't going to have the workload he had in Philadelphia, right? He's not. But I guarantee you this, he is going to be a consummate possession tight end. We know he knows how to get open in zones, right? We know he knows how to find the soft spot. We know he knows how to catch the ball. He protects the football. He knows how to get the first down, maybe get a little extra yard. It's a little yak. That's it. But, again, all we did was put another fucking bullet in the clip. That's all we did. We put another bullet in the clip. That's all we did. We added another weapon to our fucking arsenal. That's all we did, right? So, again, flashy, no. We don't, and shout out to Mr. Hopkins. I'm just going to shout him out first. Big personality, right? He was the man in Houston. You understand me, Benny? Mm-hmm. He was the man.
Without a doubt.
And O'Brien designed his offense around him. He ain't complained none about his role as a Cardinal.
Mm-hmm.
Team player, does his job, does it well.
Making plays,
with exuberance.
Plays.
Yeah. Right? That touchdown he scored made two people miss. Boom, boom, boom. Then he gets occupied with people. Boom, getting strong, backing up in their touchdown. Right? Moving and shaking. Mm-hmm. Little man running around, he finds Hop wide open. That's chemistry.
Yep. And their chemistry now, you're seeing it. He's finding Hop in those tight windows where only he can make the play. That's where I really see the growth that you were talking about a couple minutes ago.
Without a doubt. He's
making incredible plays.
Without a doubt. And it's about, again, feeling each other, knowing each other, right? Hop ain't worried about being a star, right? These plays are going to happen. He's going to get stats. All he got to do is keep playing, right? He ain't got to cry and bitch about the ball. None of that, right?
Yep.
None of that. He's Hop. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to target him 17 to 20 times. We ain't got to, right? We can get a ball to everybody. Christian Kirk having a hell of a year, right?
Yep.
Rondale came in, producing, right? And I love the fact.
Utility, man.
I love the backfield. I love the fact, just that's right there. I love the fact that they putting him in the backfield, right? All that's going to do, Benny, as a coaching, from a coach's standpoint, is going to help him run screens better.
I agree. I mean, look, I love this trade. I think this is a Keim championship win now trade. I don't know too much about Tate Gowan. Obviously, you know, Murphy is, you know, DPOY, you know, candidate as of right now, and that secondary is playing well. So I don't know, you know, where he was at in his development, but I feel like them making this move for Ertz, that's a win now championship move. Right. Like you said, like we need that one extra piece in our arsenal for offense.
And again,
that's where it is.
And again, our guy got hurt. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to him, right? What's his name? Williams, his name, right? Tight end.
Yeah, Max Williams. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good so, player.
Got and hurt, I man. And I had all faith in Max. Right. Mm-hmm. I love that guy, tight end. Right. Big, strong, aggressive, block. Know how to get open. Catches the ball. You throw it to him. Just so happened he got hurt. Right. Mm-hmm. Can't predict that. But
is he out for the year, by the way?
Yeah. He broke his leg. Yeah, so I had
could you imagine surgery. Both of them?
Oh. Right, but that's on the way, right? That's on the way, right? So, and it just makes it stronger. You getting a two tight end set, we can run the ball, all right? We're getting a two tight end set.
Options.
We got all kind of shit going on. So, yeah, man, it's beautiful. Tate Gowan, you know what I'm saying? We drafted him in the fifth round out of UCF. Talented player. But, I mean, hey, he's going to do okay. He's going to be okay. Right, yep. And Philadelphia needs cornerbacks, so yep. He's going to be all right. That kid's good; he can play. He's going to be all right. But we did this because of what we needed now. Right?
Exactly. Yeah, Tate may very well be a fine player, and hopefully a fine player for Philly. But the Bird Gang is in that mode. You starting like this, you have to focus on getting it done now. You can't right. wait on the rookies to step up unless they're phenoms. But that's different. So hey, I think it's a good trade. And finally, JB, Week 6 recap. All right. So Cam made it known that he got vaccinated. He said he's doing it for the job. Are the Seahawks on line one? Are the Dolphins or the Washington football team on line two? Is somebody talking to Cameron? Pete Carroll said they had the conversation. Now, Geno did fine, but I wonder.
So, I don't. I mean, for, as far as the Seahawks go, Cam ain't the answer for them, right? They need Jesus, right?
They need a lot more than a quarterback. They need
Starbucks Jesus to come down and help them out, you know what I'm saying, with the Choco Mocha latte with extra foam in hand. The Dolphins could use Cam. The Washington football team could use Cam. And I think the Washington football team honestly need Cam, right? Mm-hmm. The kid that got Heineke, you know, he's cool, but he not the guy. He's a backup guy. And that's just what he is. And that we are who we are and what we are in the NFL. And he's a backup guy, period, right? He can come in. He can win games for you. If you got six games, when your starting quarterback is hurt, Heineke can win four out of them, 6 points, right? But he's not the guy, right? Cam, the guy. Cam will come in, play good ball for him, give him an added entity, you know what I'm saying, with his big size, you know, his legs. You know, he can do all kind of different things, right? So, you know, Cam got vaccinated. Cam want to get back in the NFL. Cam want to play ball because he got ball to play, right? Like Cam said, I'll be damned if you telling me this, you know, it's 32 quarterbacks better than in the league right now? Nah. So, yeah, he did the right thing, you know what I'm saying? I think, you know what I'm saying, by making it known that he got vaccinated. Again, I said it. I've said it on wax. If I was still playing, yeah, I'd have got vaccinated for the job. That's my job. That's my love. I wasn't going to give that up. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, there it is. That's some week 6 recap, and you know what time it is. We're going to get into some goddamn week 7 savage picks. But before we do, we got to see how we did after 6 weeks of foosball. And with a drum roll, please. Oh, the Bizzle's at 59-34, but I have reclaimed the lead at 60-33, baby. Let's run down the games here quickly. Of course, sorry, Johnny, you and Chip, the Bucks got it down on Thursday Night Football. The Jaguars got their first win of the season in Fogeyland Town. Colts getting back on track. They got the dub. Packers went to Chicago, and Rodgers screamed, "I still own you," to everybody in that bitch. Chiefs got back on track, beating the Washington football team. The Vikings got the dub against the Panthers. Ravens whipped the Chargers. The Bungles beat my kitties. The Rams beat down the Giants. Of course, we talked about the Bird Gang getting it done. Raiders going into Mile High in the W. Cowboys got it done in overtime. JB boldly picked the Pats and was almost right about that one. And then he also picked the Squawks, but they fell to the Steelers.
Can I speak about the Patriots real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cocaine snorting Belichick. All right.
Oh, Steve, you mean Mullet Steve. I got
yeah, because I ain't talking about his bill. Right? Yeah, if he snorted cocaine, it's reverse cocaine, because that boy, like, he took a motherfucking volume. Right? So, second and 25, don't call man.
Yeah, no shit. Jesus.
Don't do it. Just don't do it. Second and 25, don't call man. No kind of man.
Camera like this.
Right. No kind of man. No two man. No hybrid. We're going to run levels, right? We're going to run a cloud defense, and I'm going to make you go through.
Keep them in front of you.
Yeah, I'm going to make you go through about three levels of my defenders to get any kind of fucking yardage. Make Dak run. He done ran for 10 yards, got his ass busted up, and it'd have been third and 15.
Mm-hmm. And finally, JB, speaking of making a business decision, who's it? Micah Hyde that got trucked by Derrick Henry, and as the Titans beat the Bills, making a business decision to hey, shout out to you, man! You made a business decision to take that man down. So there you go.
Hey, that's what happened. You gotta do. That's what he getting paid for.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it. After 6 weeks of foosball, let's get to it right now with Savage Picks Week 7, starting with Thursday night. It's the Broncos headed to the Dog Pound, and the line is the Browns. 3 at home with Case Keenum at the helm. And JB's eyes get huge. What do you like in this one, sir?
You know what? Is Teddy playing?
Teddy is playing. Let's find out.
And so this game is going to come down to injury report.
This is questionable.
Right. So questionable means he's probably playing. So this game is going to come down to injury report. If Chubb ain't playing, done. Right? Because we all saw Kareem Hunt get carried out, right?
Yep.
I'm gonna go with the Broncos, right? And I'm not even gonna talk about the line because I like honestly, Benny. I'm gonna tell you, be real, Benny. I'm cool on the online betting, right? It's just not fun, right? It was fun when I could go to Vegas and put a bet in and be out there for the weekend and shoot some dice, play some blackjack, and go to watch the sports books on the stations and just pushing the button. Man, shit ain't fun, man. So. The line is, you know, Vegas, for people that are doing it, the line is 3 for the Broncos. 3 for Cleveland. If you want to win some money, bet on the Broncos.
I agree. If you want to win some money, bet on the Broncos. I do think the Browns are going to find a way to win this one. I think this one's going to be kind of a jank-ass game, but Kareem Hunt, I think, is out, if I'm not mistaken. But I feel like if this game were in Mile High, I definitely would pick Broncos to win. But I'm going to take... Kareem Hunt's out for several weeks, so I'm gonna take Case Keenum riding the ship and getting the Browns a W. I don't think it's gonna be a very high scoring affair, but I'm gonna take the Browns at home. All right, it's the Bungles coming off a win over my kiddies at quote the Raven Nevermore, and the line is 6 for the Ravens at home.
I can't bet against Lamar Jackson right now. I just can't do it. And when you go to Baltimore, you got to be more careful, bro. So. They're riding high right now, man. Shout out to Meaty, shout out to my boy BJ. But Lamar Jackson just playing at too high a level right now.
I'm taking the Ravens as well. You can make an argument they are the best team in the AFC, and man, I'll tell you what, if you were to tell me if someone came back in time and said we're gonna get the Bird Gang and the Ravens in the Super Bowl, I would be like, sign me up for that. That's a
the double,
I would love to see.
The double bird Super Bowl.
The double bird
Super Bowl.
That's right. So, yeah.
In La La Land.
We got to be out here for that one. Good God Almighty.
Oh, for sure.
And, I mean, look, Bungles are doing some nice things. But
oh, yeah.
They're not quite there.
That ain't taking nothing away from the Bengals. They are playing good ball, but I just don't think they're going to have what it takes to beat Baltimore.
Exactly. All right, keeping it moving. Your former employer, the Keep Pounding Panthers, have kind of had a rough couple weeks. They've dropped two in a row, if I'm not mistaken. But they get a break. They're facing the G-Men at MetLife, and the line is 3 for the Panthers on the road.
Yeah, cat scratch fever, baby. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, beyond the G-Men being really fucked up on injuries, I mean, they might be in the market for a new coach as well. Urban Meyer, you want to move up to New York because you might have a job opening for you. Good God Almighty,
Moho!
Right? Yeah, there's just a lot of shit going on with the Giants, so I'm taking the Panthers as well. Keep it moving. It's the Washington football team going against the boom, 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 go Pack, go. And the line is 9.5 for the Packers at home. We're starting to cook, baby.
Yeah, I'm taking the Packers easy.
Yeah, I don't know about the line because you do know the Packers have a way of, you know, kind of sort of playing down to the bullshit and then Rodgers has to save them. So I'm taking the Packers as well. I don't know about that line. All right. This is an intriguing matchup, JB. This is the Chiefs Kingdom going to the Titan Up Titans. Fresh off that big win, and the line is 5.5 for the Chiefs on the road.
Yeah. Ooh.
I know.
I got to go with Tennessee on this one, man. And I said it on my podcast yesterday, Travis Henry is starting to get loose. And not Travis Henry, Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry is starting to – he's starting to heat up, man. He's starting to feel himself. And, man, when that goddamn locomotive get going, brother, little brother – hey, that thing, whew, it's rough out there in these streets, man.
Yep. Yeah. I'm picking Tennessee as well for the simple fact that I don't see the Chiefs stopping the run, and will the Chiefs get some turnovers out of the Chiefs? Will the Titans get some turnovers out of the Chiefs?
Yeah, I mean, you know, being right now, the Chiefs' defense is their problem. Like, they're translucent, you know what I'm saying? Crap through a goose. Crap through a goose, bro. You know what I'm saying? So
you are like, Will, where you at? Goddamn. Where you already, at, Will? We already picked your Ravens. Shit. But it's all good. You're falling in for the rest of the picks. So we're both taking the Titans. I actually thought that was kind of my bold pick of the week, but I see we're on the same page. So I'm taking the Titans as well.
Nothing bold about that.
Man, shit. Yeah, good luck with Derrick Henry, Chiefs defense. Right. All right. Here's a jankified matchup in the Bermuda Triangle. It's the Falcons go against the Dolphins. The Dolphins who really need a dub at this point. And the line is 2.5 for the Falcons on the road.
Yeah, I'll buy that. I'll take the Falcons on this one.
Yeah, I'm taking the Falcons as well. Like I said, I think the Falcons or the Dolphins, I don't really know what's up with them. They gotta make some moves, though, because they're getting to that point in the season where it might be kind of a lost cause. They just lost the Jaguars, for God's sake.
Tua's not the guy, bro. And I said at the beginning of the year, like, Tua's going to be one of those guys that's going to be a backup quarterback the rest of his career. This is what it is, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm taking the Falcons as well. All right. AFC North matchup. It's the BUMS Bums, Bums, Bums. Oops, I mean the JETS, Jets against the Pats, dude.
The Pats, dude.
Who are a touchdown favorite at home.
Of course I got the Pats. What do you mean? Yeah, Pats.
Listen, Steve Belichick is going to be doing all the cocaine, and but he'll do enough to confuse young Zach Wilson. So I'm taking them as well. I will ask about the trade with Watson. We were talking about that at our patent production meeting. Unless they know something that we don't with this criminal and civil business, the deadline is November 2nd. So the question has been asked, JB: Are they gonna bust a move before the deadline? Do you think? Gun to your head. Do you think happens or not?
Talking about the Jets?
No, I'm talking about like the trade for Watson.
Who trading though?
I mean, it's looking like the Dolphins, if nobody else. Like, man. I was saying, if they know something that we don't, as far as the criminal and civil.
I don't honestly don't think that anybody is. And again, you got to think about what this is. This is a good old boy league, right?
Me, yes.
Understand why Deshaun Watson is going through what he's going through, right? He's going through what he's going through because he bit the hand that fed him, right? Now think about the hand that fed him. The hand that fed him shakes hands with the other motherfuckers' hands that feed the other motherfuckers. So it ain't about Deshaun Watson's fucking case. That's what it's about. Right now, he is a black sheep. Nobody want to touch him. Don't give a fuck about him. That's okay. They want a quarterback. They can just pick up Cam Newton. Shit. You got to trade for no damn body.
But let's be honest, though. If they're trading for him and they know that he's not going to get suspended, I mean, ain't that the move?
This NFL shit is going to keep him down, bro. Like, y'all talking out the side of your neck at this point. Y'all hoping this shit happen. This is the NFL, bro. Right? The man has been blackballed. Right, period. He has been red flagged. And it just is what it is. They can bring up all the shit
like
they want to.
Like the red flag beam, you got red flag.
Right, yeah, so he got all kind of red flag. It is what it is at this point. Deshaun Watson will not play football this year, right? He won't.
Okay, that'd be my bet too. I don't think I don't think he would get traded before the trade deadline.
It just ain't gonna happen, right? The Houston, they don't give a fuck up. They don't care. People can. I'm pretty sure people been calling, right? Just because it get reported don't mean it ain't happening, right? And it's a lot of teams need quarterbacks. We just spoke about like three of them. No, Deshaun Watson. It ain't about nothing but the fact that he's in their doghouse right now. So that is what it is. Mm-hmm.
All right, there's your answer, Will. All right, I will be in the building with my guy Alex, aka the Bonds, at SoFi Stadium. The Kitties are coming out with a pissed off Jared Goff. Oh, they left him for scraps, and he's coming home to face the Rams. And the line is a disrespectful 15.5 for the Rams at home. JB, well, what you got on this one?
Well, I'm gonna pick the Rams, but we already talked about in our production meeting that. I feel like they're going to play down for most of the game, and they're going to have to really rally up in the fourth to beat y'all. So, and I'm going to tell the Detroit fans, like I tell the Philly fans on my podcast, Burning Bridges, that don't sell the house, right? Don't sell the house, man. Y'all got some good shit going on, whether you know it or not. Some injuries didn't happen. Y'all still trying to figure out who y'all need personnel-wise. It's a new regime, right? But as Benny stated, as I've stated, y'all playing the hardest ball anybody can play Sunday to Sunday. So don't sell the house. It just is what it is right now, right? And I know it's PTSD because you done seen it before. But
yeah. Who you talking? Yeah.
So I got the Rams winning. 15.5. I don't know about all that, but I got the Rams winning.
Yeah, so the better in me would take the money line in this, but obviously picking our own teams. The Lions can win this game by three factors. Number one, causing turnovers. Listen, nobody knows Stafford better than us, so like JB's been prone to say on this fine podcast, Stafford's known to give one up. So if we can put some disguises in there and get him to give one up, maybe he's got some nerves playing his old team, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. Turnovers / mistakes. Time of possession, if we keep it ugly on the ground, hold the ball for a while, kind of neutralize Aaron Donald, get him to over pursue pass Goff, or he can just dump it down, check down, and just keep the drive going. And number three is going to be decision making. If it's a close game, what are Campbell / Anthony Lynn going to do to possibly steal one if that becomes, as JB scenario, where it's kind of like people are like, how the fuck are the Rams not blowing these guys out? Mm-hmm. Yep. If it gets to that point, that could be the factors that sway it for the Kitties. I know I'm just going to have a good time, being in the new stadium and just letting everybody know. I'm going to let it be known. I am 2-0 in stadium fights. Do not try me. You're going to get the W, and you better take your W. Hey. That's it. Get home safely, Los Angeles. Right. That's all I'm going to tell you. Get home
boy,
safely.
My boy throwing them thunder cookies out. You know what I'm saying? He ishing you know out them mean? Thunder cookies, baby.
I ain't taking no shit. If we have to take the L, that's the only one that's going to be handed out. Let's be clear. Now, JB mentioned it. Shot the Chip and Johnny U. All right. The EAGLES Eagles going against the Yidit. The resurgent Raiders, JB, after losing John Gruden to a horrible scandal, they got the W, and their season's still on track. The line is 3 for the Raiders at home.
I take that, right? And again, Philadelphia's gonna play hard, right? They're gonna play hard, but the Raiders gonna get the win.
I agree. Raiders get the win. Same kind of thing that JB was saying. Chip,
don't sell the house.
Don't sell the house. They know they got. It's just not going to be the Eagles' year, but they have some good foundational pieces.
Straight up.
Keep it a moving. JB, I feel like this has potential trap game on it. Bears going into the Bucks and the Lions 12.5 for the Bucks at home. I don't know, man. I'm picking the Bucks, but I don't know about that line.
I wouldn't. The line, hell no. I wouldn't take no line. But I'm saying the Bears have potential to make you get a ball to them, right? Tom Brady will throw the ball to you. It is what it is, right? But I think the Buccaneers have learned to play to their strengths, and Byron Leftwich is doing a great job of calling plays, and they're playing to the strength of their offensive line and their run game, which is opening up play-action passes, and Tom Brady is doing the things he's doing. So, yeah, Tampa Bay going to win, but trap game, nah. I think they're out of that phase at this point. Like, trap games happen in week 1 through 4.
Yeah.
Right.
No. They're gelling now. Now they're cooking. Yeah.
Right. Maybe week 1 through 5. Maybe.
Right. Yeah. You know Brady could be prone for that in September, but once October hits,
right.
Yeah, he's cooking. So
he's dialed in. Yeah.
He's on the verge of the touchdown record. So they're cooking. I'm definitely picking the Bucks as well. All right. Talking about disrespectful lines. Oh, the H-Town. What it do? Coming to the big toaster. And the line is 17.5 for the undefeated Bird Gang at home. You don't need to make much of a case, but why did the Bird Gang get it done at home? And will you be there?
No, I won't be there. Consistent play. I'll be a Founding Fathers. And I got to hit my man Mark up. I'll be a Founding Fathers. They have a nice little shindy that goes on game day there. So I'll be down to Founding Fathers watching the game, but 17.5, no, that's just Vegas being dickheads. This is still two NFL teams, and we might just beat the shit out of them, but we're going to win for sure because of consistent play. Our defense is going to play well. Offense, as long as we don't sputter, you know what I'm saying, we're going to be okay and just do the things that we're known for doing and the things that made us successful for 6 straight games. Just continue to do what we do. Just get better at doing what we do, and we're gonna be okay.
Yeah, not much needs to be said. I think they, get it done. Will's like, might. Yeah, they're definitely gonna get the W. I'm excited to see Zach Ertz is gonna be eligible to play in this game.
Yeah, he'll play. He'll play. Yeah. Probably minimal snaps. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
he'll catch a couple balls for sure.
Well, that's what I'm really looking forward to in this is seeing you know how we starting to gel. Obviously, you know. Just got there, but how
easy things happening, like, you know what I'm saying, third and short, third and four, third and five.
Oh, yeah, he knows what to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, playing against zones, getting in
the Wiley veteran.
Finding the sweet spot, that's what he's going to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, there you go. All right, only a few more games left. Chad Carr's Colts at the Niner Gang.
Niner Gang. Bang, Niner Gang.
And the line is 3.5 for Frisco at home, but I don't know about that one there, buddy. I don't know. What you thinking, sir?
Niners. Because they're playing at home and they're playing at night. It's going to be rough out there in Santa Clara, bro. Indianapolis is playing decent ball, but Carson Wentz is still their quarterback. So I have no faith in Carson Wentz. And I think the Niners, they play good ball, right? They just ain't been successful, right? Trey Lance is going to be their guy going forward. He got guts, and the more he plays, the more he learns, the better he's going to be. So, I think the San Francisco end up getting the win. Right? I think they get it late, but I think they get the win.
So I'm taking the Colts, and the biggest reason is I don't think the Niners really know what they have health-wise at quarterback because Garoppolo's been banged up. According to injury report, he practiced Monday, but then Trey Lance didn't practice, and they're just kind of like trading off. I feel like they are becoming a classic case of if you have two quarterbacks, you have none. And I think the Colts are kind of starting to put something together. I wouldn't really move them up a peg, but I feel like against a team like the Niners, I feel like the Niners just are kind of at that point right now. So I'm going to take the Colts on the road. All right. It's a big gumbo bull, baby.
Yeah,
that's Squawks. And the line is 5.5.
Squawks.
Squawks. Listen, we got Geno versus Jameis, baby. All right. Mm-hmm. Call it the Buck Wild Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
Which boy.
Right. And it's Monday Night Football, mm-hmm. which I probably honestly won't watch, just to be completely honest with you guys.
Yes.
I will not be watching this. But, honestly, I mean, I don't know.
We're going to get 30 for 30 Jameis or LASIK Jameis?
All I know is this. It's hard to win in Seattle at night. Period. And I don't give a damn who it is, right? I don't give a damn what's going on. So New Orleans just ain't dominating shit right now. They ain't just killing shit. Let's be completely honest. Seattle is fucked up, banged up. I get it. You know what I'm saying? But it's hard to win in Seattle at night, right? The Great Northwest is going to be out, and they're going to be out in droves, and they're going to have hella coffee in them, right? And they're going to be wilding. I'm predicting that Jameis Winston will throw two interceptions. And I think the Seahawks are going to fuck around and win.
Timestamp that one.
They're going to fuck around and win, right? And everybody's going to be like, what the fuck? Yeah. They're going to fuck around and win. Yeah.
Wait, so you having the Squawks or the Saints winning?
The Seahawks.
All right. I'm taking the Saints. I don't really have a lot of good evidence to support that, but I can't trust the if they had Russ, I'm definitely taking the Squawks, even though, like you said, the Squawks need Jesus. And bye weeks, Bills, Cowboys, Vikings, Steelers, Chargers, and Jaguars. We'll see who's right, who's wrong, who's both right, who's both wrong. And as we wrap up, JB, want to have a special We Need Us for the young athletes, particularly at the college level, that he's been seeing some things happening that might not be feeling.
Not so much things. Not so much things, man. Just one particular player. And trust me when I say, I'm going to start by saying I wish this kid the best. Right? Spencer Rattler. Right? Now, I know for a fact that this kid's a dickhead. Right? He's a dickhead. And everybody saw it on the QB1 shit. He comes from dickhead lineage. Right? So, it ain't his fault. Right? But this kid is about to leave Oklahoma. Right? Because the kid Williams that took his job, I don't know if he's the truth, but he's a bigger, stronger version, more aggressive version.
True freshman, correct?
True freshman, yeah. And I think his instincts are just there. He pulls the trigger without thinking, and you know what I'm saying? It's just reaction. But the thing about Spencer Rattler is that his attitude makes you not really feel sorry for him. Right?
Thanks.
So, kids out there, the recognition that you're getting, and you guys are superstars early in your life in football because of social media. In the words of Flavor Flav, don't believe the hype, right?
Because
until you get to a college campus and you prove that you can be the guy that people think you're going to be, you're just another guy, right? Be humble. Bitch, sit down. You know what I'm saying? Handle your business. Do the things you're supposed to do.
Top of the morning.
Do it at a high level, right? And act like you've been there before. Treat people the way that you love to be treated, and the way you want to be treated, and that's that, right? You'll be okay. All right, young athletes, man. I'm wishing you all the best. All of you guys, wish you all the best. Spencer Rattler, we wish you the best, right? My honest opinion: go to a lower level D1 school where you ain't got to be the man because you have a skill set. Right, you just need to get humble. You need to get back to football and stop listening to ESPN. And shame on you, ESPN, for hyping that kid up after five games, damn near six games of a tapered season. Right, that he is this and that and the third, and you got that kid reading his press clippers and basically hung him out to dry. Right, So young people, handle your business the way it should be handled. People out there, follow us, man, on every social media platform. All right, at JB and Benny Blue. Hit us up. We follow back. You know what I'm saying? Tap in, talk shit. Fuck with our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We also on YouTube, man. Like, subscribe, share. 5-star ass, you know what I'm saying? CasualSports.com. We live streaming, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Phoenix. Believe Podcast Network. We love y'all, and we believe. Yes, we do. Fuck with your boy on Tuesdays, man, on the Burning Bridges live stream, 7:30 Eastern, 10:30 Pacific, man. Shout out to the All About the Birds Network. Them boys out in Philadelphia holding me down, Johnny U Chip, yes, the whole indeed. Crew. You know what I'm saying? Yes, doing indeed. The thing out there. Fuck with us at jbandbennyblue@gmail.com for all business inquiries, hate mail.
Please.
You know what I'm saying? The whole shebang-a-bang, new music. Stay in new music! Shout out to my son, Winters. He got a new album out.
It's called
Elephant. Fuck with us. Fuck with him on Spotify, iTunes. You know what I'm saying? It's called Elephant, man. Go check it out. It's a good project. Other than that, man, fuck with us on jbandbennyblue@gmail.com for all business inquiries. We looking for sponsors. We looking for people to tap in with. If you got any ideas on things we should talk about during the show, that right there is what it's
yes,
for.
Please. Yes, please. All
right? Please, please, please. You know what I'm saying? Comments, concerns, questions. We love it. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you guys being out here. Of course, we got a phone number. If you guys want to just call and tell us, fuck you, or whatever you want to call and say, give them that number, Benny.
818-850-2804. Who? Mike Jones.
Word.
You can leave a message, and we will play it on the show live for everybody to hear, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. Mm-hmm. You're the one who left the message, so Don't play yourself, in the words of DJ Khaled.
Don't you ever play yourself.
Don't you ever play yourself, goddammit. And you know we won't, because goddammit, this is a review. And we love you. Episode 197. Until next Wednesday, we are out, people. Hey,
enjoy your weekend of football, right?
Please.
Enjoy your weekend of football. Y'all be safe out there, baby.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you already listened. Hey, watch our story. Watch the JB Mudd review.
And if you need me, hey, you know I got them people. You know I got them people out there. You know what I'm saying? I make a couple phone calls. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
We're connected and respected. You know what I'm saying? Pow, 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 pow.
Better know that.
You know? So, yeah, we're going to have a great time at SoFi Stadium, man. We'll definitely be keeping the diary on our JB and Benny Blue Review Instagram stories and keep up with how crazy that stadium looks. And until next time.
It's going to be crazy out. Anyway, because, look, Benny, hey, you're going to be at SoFi. I'm going to be in Final Fathers. We're going to be posting stories back to back.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of content.
It's going to be a fun Sunday, guys.
Oh, absolutely. Watch football, be safe, have a beer, be with your family, kiss your wife, all that shit. And we out, people. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.